Go ahead, Gibbsy.
Something interesting that I took from what was being said just now is that even when you go to the big schools, within the school itself, within the context and the confines of that school, there are still different tiers of academic in terms of there are the students who do extremely well, the students who do okay, and the students who do terribly, to the point where sometimes, you know, they're stopping down twice and on, you know, all kinds of probation and stuff, assisted student learning, all kind of different programs you have to bring in for them. So even at Calmere, you know, everybody wasn't doing well. Some people were not doing well at all. But it all came down to application and what you're interested in. Now, I was one of the students, I was doing okay, but I mean, I wasn't doing exceptionally great either. And it's, you know, at the time I thought it was because I just wasn't as bright as the other children. I didn't understand. I had a particular way of learning and a particular way my brain is work. So I could put together all these rhymes and memorize them. I got 4 and 5 songs at the top of my head. But when I'm in math class and I feel like I can't get this quadratic equation done, I feel like, well, the future ain't looking very bright for me at all. And in some cases, even the teachers would not always understand that, hey, just because this guy can't do a quadratic equation, that don't mean that he ain't talented in some other way. So in my time, and I think this is still the case, you know, we praise academic achievements. We don't really praise artistic accomplishments, and we don't praise people that, you know, tradesmen, artisans and stuff like that. So at school, it was kind of tough, but I found the music to be my way to get through everything, because you know, a lot of days you didn't feel like doing the work. A lot of days you would like to be focused, but for some reason your mind keep drifting off any teacher teaching. So I had to figure out why my brain was working this way, and once I found out what I was good at, it gave me confidence and made me feel, okay, well, I am not supposed to be an accountant. I am not supposed to be an actuary, but what I am good at, I am just as good at this as you are at that. So it's about discovery. And I feel like now teachers might be trained in a different way to look for certain things in students that would identify that, okay, he definitely is an artist. So we may have to approach things a little differently with him. And implementing these things in the school system, I think, will help a lot. And it will help a lot of students that feel like nobody ain't care about them, mm-hmm. or that they're smart, to understand that it's not that you ain't, that you're stupid. It's just that you got a different kind of talent. So that's pretty much why I had to say that.
Let me ask you, how important was it for you to put down a good performance at the end of term concert? The hall's packed. The kids are there. Some know you got talent, some don't know. But once you put down a good performance at the end of term concert, you're like a star in school. You step on that stage, you know.
That's made a legend for sure. I remember the first in the term concert we performed at. This was in the Asman days when we had not too long form a group. And we had this environmental day competition. So you had to sing a jingle about the environment. Our first place was $100.
Wow.
So you know, as a school child, $100 is real hard.
You're the king of the canteen. So, you're the king of the canteen with $100.
Yeah, boy, pastor, like everybody. So we came together, we wrote this jingle, but we wanted to perform. We wanted to make a very impactful performance. So I think the statute of limitations for this going out, but I can still left out certain words. We left the school premises and went and secured a trolley from a supermarket. I brought it back to the over the school wall into the school hall. And when our name announced and the curtain opened up, we skate across the stage in this trolley, right? And the trolley hit into the piano and skin out all the way up on the stage. And we get up and the whole school was in an uproar. Like, everybody was just going crazy. And then the music started and the men just started to drop these lyrics and everything. And I want to large off of my, like, Nelly, because he always used to roll with me. And Nelson's one of the most talented individuals you ever meet in your life.
He's awesome. Rene is awesome.
So he was dressed in a movie screen. Ghostface. So he had on a Ghostface mask with a hoodie on, and he started to do this breakdancing thing at the end of the performance, and it killed everything. You couldn't even hear what was going on. The people were screaming out loud. And we ended up winning the competition and stuff. So that was my first experience performing in front of the whole school, and it went fantastically well. And then obviously from there now, he's a star amongst his student body. Mm-hmm. And that is where the confidence came from, because now you know him for something, because I wasn't the fastest at track and field. I was okay at football, but you know, this was my thing. Know that this is mine. And once you have something that you could be associated with, it's getting a different kind of confidence, man. Because now you don't just feel like a passenger anymore. You got your own lane now, and you're conducting your own vehicle. So, yeah.
But tell us about Azman, because I mean,
so you had to.
We're here at 18 minutes to 8, Azman at Combermere School. Azman after Combermere School, but no Azman now. What's happened? What's happened there?
Well, on a long enough timeline, you know, people or things fall off. And it's a case where my responsibilities kick in and stuff, direction change. And I always knew the group wasn't supposed to last forever. So it was important that we lay down a strong foundation and a strong legacy. And I am happy with what we accomplished as a group in terms of being known as that group with the Barbadian twang, because there was a period where we were some of the only people doing it. I think so we was the first to do it, because they gotta give respect to Lil Rick, Kid mm-hmm. Sight, Rankin Rudy, Easy B, all these men.
Right.
So these men were doing it before us. But I feel like there was a period where all of these men transitioned into like Calypso and stuff. And that's when Azman came up now in the early 2000s. And it was a case where everywhere we went, we were the only people doing this thing in this Bajan twine. And, you know, sometimes it would feel like a little turf war in a sense, or you would feel tension because they got the rappers over there and they got the Azman fellas over here. So we always used to feel like we were always kind of, you get where you're coming from, Sluggy, like putting sidelines?
Correct.
Yeah, and then we got times where...
Correct, yeah, because everybody else ain't got enough. If you singing R&B, you ain't got a lot of people with you. If you're rapping, you ain't got a lot of people linking up with you. If you chanting, dub, dance, so you ain't got a lot of people with you. But if you doing what you're doing, you just singing how all of these talk. You know what I mean? Dumb ain't nothing in the world like a real Bajan. You just singing how you... But because we were so heavy in Jamaican and North American culture,
yeah,
it was so weird and different to me. So when you're all doing it, it was like Azman or them is them real unique fellas. You know what I mean? Like them is them unique fellas, them on a different plane. We didn't know how to hang out with them. We didn't know how to talk with them. We didn't know how to interact. And that time music is music. You know, we would be surprised that I would come and talk to you about Boyz II Men. And you love Boyz II Men too. I would have been real surprised. I was surprised if I come and talk to you about Drill. You all the way up. You like Drill too. But at the time, it was like, you won't ever think so. Like, what these men really listen to do? Like, Bear, Tony, Grizzly, and Richard Stowe. You know what I mean? So it's like, you didn't know. Like, so that's where you all were so like, on your own. But that was a very, very unique time, right?
Yeah, and I want to add something too. There are people that will actually be honest enough to come to us and say, listen, I love what one is do, but I can't get that do. I can't get do. I try it. It ain't working for me. I got to rap because rap is what I love to do. And when I open my mouth, rap just come out. And I would tell them, well, power to you. But me, I can't do that because I feel like we got enough rappers in the world. Azma, I don't need to add to that. I feel like we got enough dancehall reggae artists in the world.
Correct.
Azma, I don't need to add to that pool either. So if we gonna be in a small pool that is just me, that's fine. I have no problem with that. Because I always used to say, Sluggy and Ronnie, one day, hopefully, this will become the norm in Barbados. And in a much quicker time than I had anticipated, I see Barbados actually embrace Bajan dialect in music. And I didn't have to, I ain't even 50 years old.
Yeah, you're over 40.
I'm even 40, you know, I'm even 35. So it's a case where to see this happen.
All right. Stop mentioning the age, please. Thank you very much. Don't mention the age anymore.
You're over 35, Dan. You're over 35. You see the boy here that I gave you?
Yeah, I am.
You're not even 35. You're 35 yet. You're going to be at least 35.
Thanks for coming out. Because of the age. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for sharing your time this evening. I'm only joking. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. So it was important to me when I saw the floodgate open and Stiffy come through it, Mole come through it. In fact, it was Mole and Jakota at a point. And then I see Lead Pipe Masadis, Crime Son, Brutal, Crab Soldier.
You forgot the Android. You forgot Dutty Android with Conductor. That was a big one.
Tell me I'm smart. I do the factor.
Well, I talked about Android because we actually do a song with him, so I can't forget Android. When I start to call names, I always forget at least two people, so apologies. But the point is I saw a change happen almost overnight in 2011.
And so Asma gone forever?
Well, it's a case where I personally, because I mean, the group was getting smaller and smaller. I mean, it was four, and then around 2014, it was three. And then by 2016, it was two. And by 2017, the last two members was me and Devon, because remember, the last song we would have done was Unhornable.
Oh, so Levi done too as well?
Yeah, as far, yeah, I mean, Levi left like early 2016.
Oh, he gone for good?
Well, I mean, I'm sure Levi can make more music, you know, and you might even see me working with these men individually or whatever. Like, I am not opposed to that.
So there's still a possibility in the future we can see Gabe Zidane and Levi do a song together.
Yeah, because in a bad blood, it's just that I remember when I was watching this miniseries named The Jacksons, The American Dream, right? It was like a miniseries depicting the events that led to the Jackson 5 becoming what it is, right? But it was centered around Michael Jackson, obviously. And I had a period when Michael Jackson just felt he had to make music by himself, because as much as he did love singing with his brothers, he knew he has things inside him he had to get out. And if he didn't do that, we would never get Thriller. We would never get the entire Thriller album. We would never get Bad. We would never get Dangerous. So it's a good thing Michael Jackson followed your artistic instincts and went and started to pursue an individual quest. And, you know, I got things I want to say on my own. And the next thing, too, is that when you're in a group, you got to work in sync with each other. So if I feel like I want to do a song right now, but the other two men kind of busy right now, or they may feel in that topic, I got to kind of squash that. I got to wait till all of we in sync and all of we could work at the same time. So if you're really feeling a vibe and a pulse, and then you got to kind of like kill it because other people ain't on board, that could be a little disheartening too.
Yeah. If you were to get a Vandias too, if you was still in Asman, you know, you just talk about Michael Jackson and you read the correlation with Thriller, and you know, you got like Bad and Beat It and Billie Jean and so on, and then we get the Moonwalk and all that. We get all that. No, Van, this is 3 years in the making. You felt that if you were still concentrating heavily on Asma, you would have got a Van Dees.
Well, the interesting thing is that Van Dees was made when Asma was still technically two people. Because when I made Van Dees, Asma was two people. Because Devon actually produced the beat for Van Dees. So large off Devon all the time.
Bigger Devon. So when I do like a Belvedere Devon thing, like when the main Bobby Brown left, and then it was only two men by themselves singing.
Yeah, man. So you know, Devon made the beat for Van Dees, and I sang on it. So that was the first time I did sign by myself while being an Asma member.
Let me ask a question.
It was a good feeling.
Like, really? That was the first time for real, real?
Yeah, I never do a song by myself before.
Like, Rum happened?
That was a year after. That was 2018.
Whoa, B, this was the first for real. I didn't know that, bro.
Yeah, man. I didn't like the feeling, so I said, I got do more things.
Congratulations, B.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
So tell me
Go ahead, Ron. You had a question, Ron.
Tell me about sharing verses and then sharing lines within a verse amongst the group. Because it's not to say that...
But you said sharing lines.
For example, let's say you've got... Everybody has a verse to a song. Each member has a verse to a song, right? But then instead of just having a succession of members having a verse to a song, there are points in that song where you come into each other's verses and you're trading and you're taking half a line here, half a line there. You come together at a particular point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how in terms of your composition and your execution of that composition. So instead of just having the guys, everybody getting 16 lines, but to make it as dynamic as you are, you just do something which, when you look back at it as a team, you say, wow, that's pretty neat. Because as a rapper, I mean, that's how it used to happen when we were in the crew. You know, you don't just turn up. You find ways to make it exciting to the listener. Right, so how did you decide upon who did what?
Well, how it used to work is that each person used to write a 16-bar verse, and you would spit your verse, and then we would decide who sang the choruses. Now, I shared that joke with y'all on the show earlier this week, but when it was they had an embargo on me singing back in the day, because it was just awful. And I had to go and work on my vocals. That's it. But when it came to the spitting, I was fairly strong. So we used to do the 16-bar verses. But what you just said, Ronnie, is very true. We realized that sometimes you had to switch up the dynamics a bit. And there were certain songs where we would share 16-bar verses to make the song shorter. Because they had a point where Asma's songs was clocking in at like 5 minutes, I think. Because each man got 16, and then you got choruses in between.
Correct.
So to make songs shorter, we would share verses now. Each man get 8 bar. So that's in one 16-bar, whatever, you will got 2 people now.
Correct.
And then there were times where we would do two lines and do a call and response kind of thing. So we tried different things, but I found we were mostly dynamic on stage. Because that's when we knew we really had to be interesting. And we used to do all interesting things, like, because a lot of times we had no choice but to be dynamic, because sometimes they would give you one microphone for a 4-mile group. I would tell you, yeah, that's the only mic that's working. So when I go to work with that. So people go.
Well, you couldn't do that today. So that times you couldn't do that today in COVID-19 times, though. You'd have to be throwing the mic. You go about
Ronnie, that's what we used to do. The hot times when we was performing, and then one man done, he would throw the mic up in the air, and the next man would slide cross and grab it and start to spit.
So it was fling.
They even had a time where we pretend.
So it was fling, huh? fling by name and fling by nature. You had to fling that mic up in there.
Yeah,
fling that mic up in there. Yeah, fling or flinging.
Yeah, and the thing is, the hot times where we actually hold the microphone by the cable and hang it upside down from the roof like a condenser.
Right, that's like a cipher like kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, like how the Platters used to record back at Motown, right? Or whatever that was. Yeah.
Correct.
And we had a lot of interesting ways of rendering the performances live and stuff like that, man. So we realized that the 16-bar, each man with a 16-bar verse thing, sometimes was a bit too much for people. So it was about switching it up as the years went on. And then making verses short. These songs got shorter over time. Because I had to.
So the music that Asma already have out.
Uh-huh.
And any recordings that are released that is to release. The music that already out. You all will continue to push that music in the future. Because you know, like, you know, when it comes to the business, there's a lot of things you can do. And these things, Ronnie, and I spoke about on the show, Ronnie, like looking to get the music in video games, or looking to get the music in movies, or you're all guys linking with a lot of actors. So you may got actor friends who doing short skits and plays, you know, how things going on. Everybody do things from home. They may want some Asman songs in the movies and the skits. You're all still plan on doing things with the music, or you haven't had that discussion as yet?
Honestly, I can't tell you the last time all of we was in the same place. We got the music. The music is there to be
great
used.
Music and great music too, Gibbs. You don't get tired. Like, this way I'm saying this, Ronnie, because like Ronnie was speaking about due to this corona, this COVID, right? Ronnie was saying all things and can't be the same anymore. And a lot of ways we've been making money before we can make it for a good while. You understand? Because we looking for things to end soon, but it might not. So there's a lot of things we gotta do on. There's a lot of things we have to do online, right? So there's a lot you could do with the music. So you think that the discussion that you're all is gonna have anytime soon?
I can't say so, because I feel like right now, for the most part, the fellas individually ain't really studying the music too hard right now.
Okay.
I know I can't speak for the others, but I know I always had a strong drive to make music. And when I was in the group, I used to bring a lot of ideas to the group. Most of the ideas we used to end up making into songs, but some of them wouldn't make it. And that's why glad we do two albums, or you could call it a mixtape and an album, because that's two complete bodies of work that I could always refer to and say, well, this is what Asman did in the prime. Plus, we do a lot of singles too. So I think in total, Asman probably do near 60 songs together, which I think is.
So the music is all online, right? The music is all there.
Yeah, I had to go and do some digging, but I dug up a SoundCloud link that would have I don't think the first album or the mixtape, whatever you want to call it, is on SoundCloud, but the second album for sure, or the first album, is on SoundCloud. And then we got individual singles that you will find on Asma YouTube page and stuff like that. But I just more excited right now about going forward, and that's why I glad that I being so productive now, because there's a lot of different things I have been doing over the last few months. Like, you know, you had the 20 tours weather, followed by Vandy's music video. And then I drop in a song next week for Independence. And then a Christmas song coming too. So I feel like by the time 2020 finish, I would have had a good set of content out there. And then just looking forward to making more music in 2021. Hopefully, we have a crop over, because the Bashment Soccer competition is something that I really target in, you know? I feel like Asman belongs in a competition like that, or at least any member of Asman that's still in an operation should be in the Bashment Soccer competition.
True.
Just because that's the closest thing to what we was doing coming up.
Sluggy, it's 8 o'clock, so
I love that.
You gotta wrap.
Yes, I love that.
Wrap it up.
I love that. We can look forward to that, Gibbsy.
That'd be great.
You know, we had a great discussion today. You know, we talk about music, and we also went deeper and talk about things with the youth and so on. And I really appreciate you spending the time with us today, my brother. And I appreciate you digging a little deeper in your brain, you know, than just the average conversation. So I really, really appreciate everything you do. And of course, you have a home here. So when you get that music, let us get the music, send the music to us. And
yeah,
come and drop your music with us always. And of course, you know, beyond this show, I support everything you do and you support everything that I do. So I really appreciate you. So I just want to tell you, go forward and continue giving Barbados your authentic self, my brother.
Yeah, in terms of the bar cutters, when the next song drop, I'll be able to pass through and do at least two songs, or even three.
Minus.
You know, so I want to thank you all guys for having me, because, you know, it's always a very in-depth and informative and educational forum, because Ronnie always teaching me something.
Yeah.
You know, so I love passing through. And as soon as this Independent song drop, I can send it your way. I think y'all gonna enjoy it.
Yes, I agree, well, Mr. Ronnie Clark. It's been great. It's been great. I want to say congrats to Daybong on everything he's doing. Look out for him. Go and search Daybong online and see everything he's doing. Big up Daybong. I want to say thanks to Triple X for locking on. And Colleen Clinton, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
But Sluggy.
Thank you, Randy Eastman.
It's
been great, Ronnie.
Sluggy, you must also congratulate the winner of the Richest Town Teen Talent Contest. I don't think you did that yet.
And I must tell you something. You did something last week that was creepy. When you said Rupi wasn't, they didn't have Rupi to win, and Rupi came out and certain antics he did and so on the night and carry him over the top. And then you asked about Kenya, and then you, because they called name, they called Diana name,
and you didn't call her name, my friend.
Kenya name, and they didn't call Kenya name, Kenya come and did exactly what you said. Happened at that time with Rupi, my brother. Kenya come and no one was looking for she to win. But when she finished the first half, everyone outside the intermission said, what just happened? Kenya win the show easy. I mean, nobody was even close. And then Kenya come in the second half and was even better. It was so much so. Everyone was calling out the places. They was calling from five. And from five, everybody was just saying, Kenya win, Kenya win, Kenya win. From fifth place, everybody was just calling Kenya name. So biggest to Kenya, and I thought Carissa Tears was absolutely brilliant. Carissa Tears keeps singing, you got a wonderful voice, and bigger to Dana and everyone else. But congrats to Kenya and Ronnie. The finals is tomorrow at the museum for 7 p.m. It will be there, ladies and gentlemen. I am a judge, so come on.
That's the over 21.
Me. There's no fee, just doing it.
The over 21.
Over 21 finals is tomorrow. There's no fee, Ronnie. Just come on and doing it. There's no fee, just come on doing it. And on Wednesday, I will be at Bar Cutters again on Wednesday, and I have lots of talent coming through. You can come out, or you can just donate. Call me 236-3534. Be a generator, my rhyme. This is your boy, Sluggy Dan, and Mr. Nobby Clark, every Saturday at 6 p.m. BOB 92.9, the nation's number one station. I'm out.
All right. Thanks again, everybody.
In the afternoon sun, it getting sort of late, van stacking long to come, then along come this one. I start to rejoice, the van empty, so I make the best choice. So I can relax, he blazing brass stacks, the traffic on the road, before he put he foot flat, my man decided he gonna lapse.